Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, looking in verse number 19, where the Bible declares, the Lord Jesus here speaking, He said, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20 says, Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This is what is known as the Great Commission. And of course, a commission is when someone is sent forth to accomplish something. And of course, as a born-again believer, you and I have been commissioned. You say, but I'm not called to preach, or I'm not an evangelist, or I'm not a missionary. No, that may be true, but we all have a call to share the gospel and to take the word of God to a lost and dying world. Yesterday, we talked about the source of that call and the call of God, and we talked about the call from above. Isaiah 6, verse 8. Isaiah said, Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I. Send me. And so there was a call from above. Isaiah, as he looked there into the third heaven, he heard the voice of a triune God calling from above and said, Who will go for us? Well, today I want to move a little closer home, because the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 that there's also a call from within. Just as there's a call from above, there's a call from within. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:13, For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. Verse 14, For the love of Christ constraineth us. Constraineth. Now, when you think about that word constrains, to constrain someone, it would have almost the connotation to keep someone from going, or to keep someone from doing something. Well, that may very well be the context here. The love of Christ constrains us from doing what's convenient. You know, sometimes it's a little bit inconvenient to witness to somebody. Sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable to witness to somebody, to tell somebody. Certainly, it is much more comfortable for our missionaries to stay stateside and to work a good job and live in a nice home and eat good food and not have to deal with all the pressures and the cultures and be under the constant stress 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, of whatever that country holds and the fears and all the things that are there. In other words, it's the love of Christ that keeps us from staying home. It keeps us from living for ourselves. It keeps us from doing the things that we want to do. It constrains us and causes us to go out of our way to do that which is inconvenient, to do that which is often unpopular, many times unwelcome, and certainly uncomfortable, and to do those things for the glory and honor of God. My friend, this life is far too short to squander it on serving ourselves. Somebody said, well, you know, what would you take for your salvation? Oh, I wouldn't take anything for it. Well, the question is, what would you do in return? Now, salvation's free. But because we have been told and because we have heard the gospel, there's a call down on the inside of each of us. The closer that we get to Christ, and that love of Christ that's in us constrains us to go out of our way to whatever God calls us to tell someone else about the same glorious gospel and deliverance from sin. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you'd allow the love of Christ to constrain us, that we might go forth and tell others in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.